Et va monsieur le charmé, correspondu à ma stable, taf copes, vegan le charmé, on dach samahe, amadeis, on the last line. Also, the min'au, chalisafak sheva. The Mishnah said that if chalisa was done for the min'au, which is soft leather shoe, it is kesheva. I mean, if the chalat would be meyer, but meyer amma, in chalisa the min'au. On to whom was this needed, it's contrary to meyer, who said that when we not do chalisa with a min'au, ideally, our Mishnah teaches that b'di'evet is kesheva. Tani am Rabbi Yosi Masa shalachti le nesivin ve'isi sham ezokin echad ve'namisi loy bakilach v'yudim v'seva mi'amecha v'naimili Rabbi Shocheni ha'yisi shesei be'iroi v'ar Shochani ha'yatade. The Baisa says that Rabbi Yosi said a case occurred in which I went to nesivin. I saw an elder and asked him if he knew Rabbi Yudim and v'seva well. He told me I was a money changer in a city and he was regularly on my table. V'namisi loy v'namti loy Vaisa Khilet Miyamecha Vimeha Yachilet Min al Sandal of a Sandal. Yosi said, did you ever see him oversee a Khalifa? Did he use a Min al or Sandal? Amalai Rebi Bhiyesh Sandal Bimukemenu. This elder said, well, Rebi, do we have a sandal in our region? It's not common, he uses a Min al. Amalti Ma Ra Rabbi Meya Laima in Khazam Min al. And then Yosi said, why did Rabbi Meya say we don't do Khalifa with a Min al? The Abba Rav Yehuda b'shem Rav im Yove Eliyahu v'yemei cholzin b'minal shem yonoi shein cholzin b'sandol ein shem yonoi shehaya rabim nagu b'chloitz b'sandol b'aminig mevatelas ha'alocha. The Abba quoting Rav said if Eliyahu would come and say that we do chalitza with a minal, we would listen to him. If he would say we do not do chalitza with a sandal, we would not listen to him because many are accustomed to do chalitza with a sandal and the custom overrides ha'alocha. V'zeiru Rav Yemya Shem Rav, Im Yov Eliyahu V'yemei, She'en Cholzin B'minel, Shem Eloi, She'en Cholzin B'sandol, In Shem Eloi, She'en Rabim Nagu Liyos Cholzin B'sandol, Aminik Mevat V'esan Locha. They were quoting Rav Yemya, quoting Rav, said, if Eliyahu would say that we do not do Chalitza with a Minel, we would listen to him. If he would say that we do not do Chalitza with a sandal, we would not listen to him, because many are accustomed to do Chalitza with a sandal, and the custom nullifies the Halacha. Vizera Rachoy Rabbi Abba Bar Yitzchak, she say Choletz Kesa Doraisa, Fafaf. Vizera showed Rabbi Abba Bar Rav Yitzchak how one does Chalitza, he bent down. Amalei Va'avdin came, Rabbi Abba said, do we do this? Amalei, she say Va'avabcha, Kafif. Vizera said, yes, your Rebbe bent. Vizera Rachoy Rabbi Abba Bar Yitzchak, Kesa Doraisa, Koshrei Kadeshe Yochel Halech Boy Me'ilav. Zera showed Rabbi Abba Bar Rav Yitzchak how one does it. He tied it so it will not be too tight, but so that he can walk in it by itself. Chananya created Rav Hillel so that he makes a bow in order that he can untie it with one hand. She unties it with her right hand, holds it in her left hand, and removes the heel with the right hand and drags it with the right hand. So removing and untying are with the right hand. Also, the primary aspect of chalitza is untying the strap. Again, I'm Rabbi Abba b'shem Rav Yehuda, Rav Zikan, Mati bar b'shem Rav, Divrei Chachomim, Cholza v'lo Rakaka, Rakaka v'lo Cholza, v'asa klum, v'shetachloit v'torog. The Gemara asked, didn't Rabbi Abba quote from Rav Yehuda, and Rav Zikan say that Rav Yehuda said the name of Rav, that Chachom hold that if she did Chalitza, if she removed the shoe but did not spit, or spat but did not do Chalitza, it has no effect until she does Chalitza and spits. Afagav de Rav Oma Achetachloit, the Torah, Moide Rav Ika Chalitza HaTorah Soritzuris. Even though Rav holds that she must do Chalitza and spit, he agrees that the primary Chalitza is untying straps. Rav Oma Ika Chazoka HaChnasas Peiris. Rav says the primary Chazoka is to prove ownership of a field is bringing in the produce. Okein Amar Rav Vehein Shiro Oisai Menakei Shuma Adair. The Gemara asked, didn't Rav say that the witnesses must see him weed and hoe? Even though Rav said that they must see him weed and hoe, Rav agrees that the primary chazoka is bringing in the produce. Amr Rabbi Yana, Chalatz, who, Sefer Tira, he, Chalse, he, Tira, who, Halifasa Psula, and Marcel Achzir, La Yachzir. And I said, if he removed and she untied, or if she removed and he untied, the halitza is possible. If he wanted to return and do yibum, he may not return them. Now, mamishim she'ein shtehen ba, oimishim she'ein al seder. The Gemara asked, what's the reason why the halitza is possible? Is it because she did not do both the removing and untying, because they were not done in the order of untying first? Manafim b'nehoin, what's the difference in the reasoning? Chazwa ve'etira, temim mishum she'ein shteyem ba, hawe shteyem ba. The answer is she removed and he untied, and then he retied and she returned and untied. If you say that it's because she did not do both, she did both. Hawe leis tama, v'le mishum she'ein, and I say that the reason must be is because they were not done in order. Amr blaza, yish mehem she'omu chalitzasa psula, ve'emotza lachze yachze, v'yish men she'omu chalitzasa psula, ve'emotza lachze le yachze. Rabbi Elazar said that there are cases in which they said that chalitza is possible, and if he wanted to return and do yibum, he may return. And there are cases in which they said that chalitza is possible, and if he wanted to return, he may not return. Pilye v'achulza v'achulza l'kotten chalitzasa pasula v'marza l'achzir, which is a yachzir. If chalitza was done with ampilye, which is a slipper or sock, or she did chalitza to a minor yavam, the chalitza is possible, and if he wanted to return, he may return. Chalsa ba'ampilye, istani tani chalitzasa ksheira, istani tani chalitzasa psula. If chalitza was done with ampilye, some teach that the chalitza is kosher, and some teach that the chalitza is pasul. Manda ma'chalitzasa ksheira, ba'ampilye asher or, manda ma'chalitzasa psula, ba'ampilye shobeged. One who said that the chalitza is kosher, is when ampilye is of leather. One who said the chalitza is pasul, that's when the ampilye is of fabric. Min al b'impilei istanatani chalitzas ksheira istanatani chalitzas psula. Chalitza was done with a min al over an impilei. Some teach that the chalitza is kosher and some teach that the chalitza is pasul. Mandam chalitzas ksheira kishahaisa b'impilei shel beged min al shel or. Mandam chalitzas psula kishahaisa impilei shel or or min al shel or. When it says that chalitza is kosher, this is when the impilei is of fabric and the min al is of leather. The ampilia is not important, it is batal to the minal. One who says that the chalitza is batal, this is when the ampilia is of leather and the minal is of leather. Ampilia is important, it itself is proper for chalitza, it's not batal to the minal, it's as if you remove the shoe from a shoe and not from his foot. Istanaitani yotzim b'ampilia yom kippurim, istanaitani ein yotzim b'ampilia. Some teach may one, that one may go out with ampilia on yom kippur, it's not considered a shoe. Some teach that one may not go out with it, with ampilie. Am chiste mandam yotzim ampilie shel beged mandam ein yotzim ampilie shel or. Chiste said that the one who says that one may not go, that one may go out, he discusses an ampilie of fabric. The one who says he may not go out, he discusses an ampilie of leather. A sandal sheyesh loy ekev kosher. Rishi said if chalitza was done with a sandal that has a heel, it is kashera. Tamanam en kagoin elain kansuas parabanan dahacha amri. We're going Elaine Didan. Then Baba, they say that it's like these kansuas, which is a kind of sandal known at the time, and Rabban here in Eretz Yisrael say it's like these sandals of ours. Amar Rav, Ilule Dechamay Rabichia Ruba Chavivi Chalatz Badein Shutzifa Shensui Lehavel Leban Rav Aleihem Levet Kain. Rav says, had I not seen Rabichia Ruba, my dear uncle, do Chalitza, these sandals with drawstrings, which are easy to remove, we would not be so brazen to do so. Ache de ime to Rav Kahana chalatz b'layla b'yochid b'layla Shabbos b'sandal shel sham u'mumad. The brother of Rav Kahana's mother did chalitza at night, alone, on Shabbos night, with a sandal of rubber and standing. Amma Rabbi Zvika v'lay rakaka, and Rabbi Zvika said that she did not spit. I've heard and said, who would do so if not the brother of Kahana, of Rav Kahana's mother? Then all six matters about the chalitza were at best kosher b'di'evid. No one proper would do so.